Dumbo, If Not For Friends. Dumbo's mother was locked away. Poor little Dumbo felt alone in the world. Without his mother's tender caresses and playful games, he was sad and lonely. The other elephants blamed him for his own mother's imprisonment. They laughed at his big ears and turned their backs on him when he most needed caring and understanding. In disbelief, a friendly mouse named Timothy listened to the mean-spirited gossip of the large elephants. Knowing that they would be terrified of a little mouse like him, he decided to give them a fright of their life. After all, someone had to stick up for little Dumbo. What was wrong with having big ears anyway, thought Timothy. As far as he was concerned, Dumbo was a cute baby elephant. So Timothy waved his arms and stuck out his tongue. The elephants shrieked in fear, climbing poles to get away from the small mouse. "Pick on someone your own size," yelled Timothy. He chuckled at their silliness. "Imagine being afraid of a small mouse," he laughed. "Wait till I tell the little guy." But Dumbo was scared of Timothy, too. He hid himself in a bale of hay and would not come out, even for a peanut. "I'm your friend," Timothy assured him. He told Dumbo that his ears were special. Then he promised to help him get his mother free if the little elephant would come out. Hesitantly, Dumbo finally looked out at his new protector. Deciding to trust Timothy, they went out in search of a miracle. "We'll make you a star at the circus," suggested Timothy confidently. He came up with a plan. Sneaking into the ringmaster's tent that night, the mouse whispered his great idea to the sleeping man. "Dumbo," he repeated over and over. Thinking the idea had come to him in a dream, the ringmaster announced his amazing new act. The smallest elephant leaping from a springboard to the top of an amazing pyramid of pachyderms. Dumbo was nervous, but Timothy encouraged him to try. Running toward the springboard, the little elephant tripped over his ears and fell, knocking over the enormous pyramid and collapsing the tent. After that, to make matters worse, the ringmaster made Dumbo a clown. The poor little guy didn't trust other clowns to keep him safe. They forced him to jump from a burning building. Dumbo had never been so scared and humiliated. When the show was over, the little elephant was inconsolable. Timothy tried to comfort his friend. He offered peanuts as he washed the clown paint off with warm, soapy water. Still, Dumbo did not stop crying. Timothy knew that the only one who could help Dumbo now was his mother, so Timothy arranged for a short visit. Even though only her trunk could hug him, Dumbo basked in his mother's love. Although he was sad to go back to his tent without her, Dumbo was thankful for Timothy's help. The next morning, after some strange and restless dreams, the mouse and the elephant awoke high up in a tree. Some crows were laughing as the friends fell into a pond. "Don't listen to those scarecrows," Timothy told Dumbo, but the elephant was already walking away head down. Everyone was always laughing at him and his big ears. Only Timothy believed they would do great things. "That's it, Dumbo," cried his friend. Timothy had been trying to figure out how they had gotten up in that tree, when suddenly he realized how special Dumbo's ears really were. "The perfect wings! You can fly!" cheered Timothy. The news made the crows fall over laughing. "Have you ever seen an elephant fly?" they jeered. Defending his friend, Timothy yelled at the crows for being so insensitive. "Would you like to be taken away from your mother when you were just a baby, and then be sent out into the cold, cruel, heartless world?" he ranted. The crows apologized. They really hadn't meant any harm. "What he needs is a magic feather," offered one crow. Timothy showed his friend. "Look, Dumbo, you can fly." Holding the feather in his trunk, Dumbo closed his eyes and flapped his ears. He wanted so much to believe Timothy. He was flying! When he opened his eyes again, the little elephant was overjoyed. He held the feather tightly, flying through the sky like a bird. Timothy cheered from a seat on Dumbo's hat while the crows praised the elephant's talent. It was not long before Timothy's prediction of stardom was a reality. As Dumbo jumped from the burning building again, he dropped the magic feather and panicked. but Timothy quickly assured him that he could fly on his own. Restoring his confidence allowed Dumbo to soar, astonishing everyone who had once made fun of the elephant's big ears. Finally, Dumbo and his mother were reunited. With love and pride, Timothy signed on as manager for the world's only flying elephant. The end.